If we have the spending cuts and deficits are lower, then we might have higher economic growth in the long run because we went through that struggle last year.
So you think your position is that we should be ready to go through that struggle again and, in fact, default on the national debt if necessary in order to enforce spending limits?
That's, of course, not my position, Senator. My position is not that we should ever default on the national debt. My position is that the politics of deficit reduction, as you all know better than me, are very, very difficult, and I'm not a political expert. And if there's a mechanism out there, a thing that we have to do now and then that helps deficit reduction occur, then I'm not so willing to stop that process for all of time.
But you're saying that defaulting on the national debt may be one of those things we have to do now and then.
No, it's not. No, sir.
So you're
saying we did not default on the debt last summer.
We did not, but the threat is there again that we might here in January or February default on the debt. Is it your position that we should be willing to default on the debt if that's necessary in order to force spending cuts?
I would not be willing to default on the debt under any circumstance. I could add that if you look at